Welcome to the Hypnodojo, a place of learning for practitioners and students of hypnotherapy. Get your black belt in all things hypnotherapy as we whip into shape your mindset, mastery, and marketing. Relax, enjoy, learn. Here's your sensei, Linda Campbell.
Hi, welcome to the dojo. I'm Linda Campbell. I like to cover three different areas of having a successful practices in my podcasts or in any material I put out there: mindset, mastery, and marketing. Mindset means you need to be in the appropriate mindset in order to have a successful practice. If you have a hard time charging for your services, or you struggle with not being good enough, having imposter syndrome, that's going to bite you in the butt when it comes to your practice. So you've got to have your mindset in the right place. Mastery just refers to having good skill and good technique when it comes to using hypnosis. Now, in this episode, we're going to talk about one of the marketing pieces. We're going to talk about ways to get clients. Now, this is one of the questions that I get asked the most when people are looking into my training. Of course, if somebody is considering a particular career, they want to make sure that it's going to be viable. You don't want to put a lot of time, energy, and effort into something only to find out that you can't actually make money with it. Now, whether you're still in training, considering training, or have completed training and already have a practice, there will be something in this episode for you. In this episode, I'm going to give you 6 tried and true ways of getting clients. I know that if you apply what it is I'm telling you, your clients will start rolling in. And so let's get into the material. So I recommend this first tip is for if you are currently in training or you're not yet in training, but you plan to get trained, this tip is for you. So I recommend that as you are training, you talk to people about what you're learning. Hypnosis is a really interesting topic. And when you study hypnosis, you study not just hypnosis, but other interesting topics as well, like psychology and human behavior, what makes people tick, neuroplasticity. So you're going to be learning about all kinds of fascinating things, topics that people often have an interest in. So I recommend that you talk about all those fascinating things to the people around you. Talk to them about the difference between the subconscious mind and the conscious mind. Talk to them about case studies that are shared in class. Talk to them about demos and practice sessions that you're viewing or that you participate in on your own. Talk about everything that you're learning. The reason is, people will start to listen. They'll start to pay attention. They'll start to get curious about what you could do with them, how you could help them. And your talking about what you're learning is going to start to build credibility in the eyes of the people that you're talking to. See, when you first start training, the people in your world are going to be like, man, what do you know about hypnosis? And so they may not feel comfortable necessarily coming to see you because you're a newbie. But if you can start talking about the model of the mind or what the subconscious is all about or the uses of hypnosis, and you're able to speak about it with, you know, with clarity and with confidence, people are going to start giving you more credibility and they're going to start paying attention. Now, I also recommend that you practice on as many people as you can as a student. Now, of course, practice is important because it's going to help you to hone your skills, but it can also help you to get clients. So as you're practicing with people, you're going to start getting results with them. When you get results, ask your people for a testimonial. You can use that testimonial on your website. You could post it as a Facebook post. You could put it out there in the world as a way to let people know that you're getting results, as a way to announce that you're looking for clients and that what you're doing works. Now, the people that you're practicing on may also stay on as paid clients after you graduate, although this can be kind of tricky. Some of my students struggle with transitioning from working on somebody for free to asking them to now pay for sessions. If that feels clumsy or awkward, instead of trying to get somebody who you've been working on for free to pay you for sessions, here's a sneaky little trick. Ask those people to refer to you. Let them know that you'll continue working with them for free, but what you would appreciate is if they talk to people about what you're doing and how hypnosis works, so that there's a possibility of you getting some referrals from them. Now, chances are the people that you've been practicing on will be happy to talk about what their, you know, experience is with you, even if they don't talk about exactly what they're working on, because people tend to develop a sense of loyalty to somebody who's helping them out. And so if you're still in training or you're considering training, that's my tip for you. Now, another way to get clients, if you're already trained, I recommend finding a niche or a particular type of goal that you really like working on and focus on that goal as a way to get clients. By choosing a specific focus for your practice initially, you can gear your marketing efforts towards those particular people. It's easier to find clients when you know who you're looking for and where they hang out, either in person or online. So, for example, if I know that I want to work with women to use hypnosis for birthing, then I can think about where those people go, who's already working with them, who can I reach out to in order to get an opportunity to talk to my potential client. I could talk to birthing practitioners, I could talk to doulas, midwives, I could get information to them and ask them to pass them on to their clients as a way of generating interest in what I do. If I know that I want to help athletes with their sports improvement, I can approach golf pros, I can approach sports teams, I can approach rec centers, I could approach personal trainers. I could look for a radio program geared towards athletes and see if I can get a chance to be interviewed. I could write an article for a local magazine geared towards athletes. If I know that I want to help students prep for exams, I can brainstorm how do I access students, where are students hanging out. I could talk to the school principal. I could do a Pro-D presentation for a teacher. I could get a write-up in the school newsletter. I could put posters up at my local university or get interviewed on the university radio. So specializing doesn't mean that you never will work with somebody outside of your specialization. However, it does help you to find your potential clients. One of the mistakes that I see new hypnotherapists making is they generalize. They say, well, hypnosis can be used for so many things. I'll work with anybody on anything. Now, again, you can work with anybody on anything, but when it comes to finding clients, it's far easier when you pick a niche because it gives you some idea as to where you can find that person. If you're just going to work with anybody on anything, how do you find that client? Where is anybody hanging out? And what are you going to say in your marketing materials in order to get anybody to work with you? If you know you want to work with a birthing mom, if you want to do hypnosis for childbirth, you can think about where those people are. And when it comes to telling them what you could do for them, how hypnosis could help them, knowing what area you want to work in, you'll have lots of things that you could think of to say. Right? When it comes to a birthing mom, I could create marketing materials that talk about how I can shorten the amount of time that they're going to spend in labor. I can talk about how I can, you know, help them to be focused and trust their body and have a pain and intervention-free birthing. I can talk about how I can get them back to pre-pregnancy size and shape more quickly after their birth. I can talk about how I could help them with their sleep once they've had their baby so they can, you know, attend to the baby at night but still get good sleep. So there's a lot of different things that I could communicate to them where they're going to go, oh my gosh, I need that. So when you know who you want to work with, you can think about where those people are, what information they need from you, and you can do a more focused, targeted marketing effort. Now, when I first started working as a hypnotherapist, I approached a radio station and asked if I could be interviewed. I did it completely wrong. I would do it totally differently now. But thankfully, by, you know, mistake effort to get on the radio, turned into 52 radio shows over 7 years. Now, I wasn't thinking this way at the time because I didn't know anything about marketing myself. I was brand new to doing hypnosis. But what I was actually doing on those radio shows is exactly what I'm telling you to do. Each show was geared towards a different application of hypnosis. So I would come up with different topics at different times. So for example, at Christmas, I would talk about ways to combat the Christmas blues. I did shows on stress management and lowering your blood pressure and overcoming phobias. In other words, each show focused on a specific type of goal. So the people out there who were listening got information about that particular goal, not just information about hypnosis overall. So by the time I got back to my office, my answering machine would be filled with people who had that particular issue, who had heard the show. Now, people don't necessarily know that they need hypnosis, right? That isn't what they're searching for when they're Googling. They're looking for a solution to their specific problem. They're Googling, how can I get to sleep better? Or how can I address anxiety? Or what can I do to relieve stress? They're not focusing on hypnotherapy. They're focusing on their goal. So find a goal that you like working on, and then brainstorm where those people are out there in the world and online, and figure out how you can get your information in front of them. Now, I often like to make reference to a marketing guru, as far as I'm concerned, named Tad Hargrave. His business is Marketing for Hippies. Tad talks about the islands. He says Island A is the island that your client is on. It's the island of their challenges, the island of their problem, the island of the symptoms they're experiencing. So for the person who's not sleeping well, that's the island of staring at the ceiling all night long, wondering if I'm going to get to sleep, with my brain racing, feeling frustrated and foggy-headed in the morning. That's Island A. Island B is the island the client would like to be on, the island of their desired result. So for the person who wants to sleep better, it's being able to get to sleep easily with a calm mind, a relaxed body, able to be refreshed and energized, sleep through the night, feel good during the day. When the client is Googling, they're thinking about the islands. They're thinking about their problem, and they're thinking about where they would like to be. Those are going to be the keywords that they're putting into the search engine. They're not thinking about the boat that is going to get them from Island A to Island B. The problem is, a lot of therapists are talking about the boat. They're talking about their modality. They're talking about, you know, the misconceptions of hypnosis and what hypnosis feels like and the conscious mind versus the subconscious mind. If the client lands on your website and it's all about hypnosis, and they don't know that they need hypnosis because you're not mentioning their goal in there anywhere, they don't see themselves, they don't recognize their issue on your page, they're going to click off and move on. On the other hand, if you're specializing and you've picked a goal that you're really keen to work on and your website talks about that goal, are you lying in bed at night staring at your ceiling? Are you counting the hours, wondering how much sleep you're going to get? Do you feel foggy and unclear during the day due to lack of sleep? If this is you, I have a solution. If the person who isn't sleeping lands on your website and reads that copy, they're going to go, oh my God, you're inside my head. If you know my problem, the assumption is you also know what the solution is. And so again, you don't have to marry your specialty. It doesn't mean that you're not going to work on any other areas. When I did those radio shows, I did a different radio show pretty much every month or so. So I was picking a new specialty every month and doing a show on it and then seeing clients on that particular type of goal. But then the next month, I would pick a new specialty and do a show on that. So when I say specialize, I don't mean that you're pigeonholing. I don't mean you're only going to be the person who works on sleep and you never work on anything else. I'm just saying, by picking an area that you're excited to work in and where you can find people who need that service and communicate to them what you can do for them and put copy on your site that relates to them, you're going to be able to find your clients so much more easily than if you're just doing hypnosis for anybody on anything. And so that's number two, finding a niche and then thinking about where those people are out in the world, what information they need from you, and getting it to them. Number three kind of ties into that a little bit. Number three is working with a hub. So I recommend finding other professionals who are working with the people that you would like to work with and getting to know them as a way of being able to refer back and forth. This is what's called a hub. So for example, if I can get a doula to send me pregnant women to work with, it's easier to find clients because the doula may already have an established practice with people that she can refer to me. It's easier to find that one doula and get her to send me a whole bunch of clients than to find all of those individual clients by myself. So one good connection with an established professional can fill your practice. I have dentists who refer to me, doctors, a massage therapist, I've got acupuncturists, birthing practitioners. So when you can connect with somebody who has an established practice, who does work that is complementary to what you do, this can be a great source of referrals. Now, I said that it has to be complementary. It's not somebody who will feel threatened that you're going to take their clients away. So if you want to work with clients who have anxiety, you're not going to approach a counselor who also works with people with anxiety. You've got to look for a niche or a hub where the person is somebody who offers a service that you don't offer and where you offer a service that they don't offer. So for example, an acupuncturist may be doing body work on somebody to deal with an emotional thing, but they may recognize that that person also needs some mental work in order to help them out. And so somebody who does body work is a great complement to those of us who work more with the mind. So they need to provide something that you don't provide, and you need to provide something that they don't. Now, once you have found some hubs, build your relationship with them. Treat them like gold. Again, they could be an ongoing source of referrals for you. If they have a thriving practice and they know what it is you do, and you're getting good results with people, they're going to keep sending people to you because it's good for their practice to have another person that can help out their clients. There's a doctor in Victoria who gets a bottle of wine from me every now and then as a thank you for the people that he sends me. So thank your referrals. Give them a present. Let them know that you really appreciate their support in your business. Maybe even offer them a free hypnotherapy session so that they can test out what it is you do and be able to give a warmer referral. And so that's tip number three, work with hubs. Now, tip number four is you need to get information out in front of people about what it is you do. I recommend doing presentations, podcasts, YouTube videos to find some way of getting yourself and your information out in front of people. Now, again, I didn't really know what I was doing when I first started. It was kind of a fluke that one, bad attempt that I made to get on the radio turned into 52 radio shows. Because I had those radio shows, because I was getting in front of people and giving them information, I never really had to market my practice. I would get enough people from one radio show to last me until the next time I did a radio show. So I cannot stress enough how important it is to get information out about what it is you're doing. This is not the kind of business where you can just make a website or get some business cards printed and then sit back and wait for the phone to ring. People need to know who you are. People need to have a sense of having a relationship with you, and they need information in order to work with you. Your potential client doesn't necessarily know anything about hypnosis. They don't necessarily know that hypnosis can help them with whatever the goal is they want to achieve. So your potential client needs information about what you do. They need information about hypnosis, and they need to get a sense of who you are. So I recommend doing regular informational posts or videos or podcasts to help the client form that relationship with you and to give them whatever information they need to go ahead and work with you. So again, you can think about the common questions that they might have about doing hypnosis. Or you could think about the objections that they might have to doing hypnosis, and you can write a post or do a video that answers those concerns. So for example, maybe you do a post that talks about the common misconceptions or fears that the general public has about hypnosis, give them information that gets them interested, that demystifies the experience for them, and helps them to have a realistic expectation about what hypnosis is. Or you could think about the challenges that the person has that you want to work with and write about that. Write something that you can help them with. Don't make it about selling yourself all the time. Make it about providing some useful information that the potential client can watch or read so that they can build a relationship to you and know that you know what you're talking about. By establishing yourself as a credible professional in their eyes, they're going to be more likely to go ahead and work with you. I often say that when a person is looking for a therapist, they're wanting somebody with whom they can form a relationship. They're not just paying you for your ability to do hypnosis. They're paying you for certain aspects of your personality. Are you a good listener? Are you non-judgmental? Do you know what you're talking about? Are you somebody that they feel they can trust? Do they feel safe with you? So it takes a while to develop that type of relationship. If you're just trying to sell them, sell them, sell them all the time, it's not going to work. So again, by having a niche that you're interested in working with, you can think about the kinds of challenges or problems that that particular person experiences, the stuff that keeps them awake at night, and then you can create content that speaks to those challenges, gives them some tips or useful information, things that they can do to move themselves forward. Now, if I just came on here and tried to sell my hypnosis training, you wouldn't listen for very long. If all I was, here's my training, it's really great, come and take my training, it would be really annoying and kind of boring. But if I can tell you some ways that you can get clients or answer questions that you may have, if I can give you usable information that helps you in some way, now we're beginning to form a relationship. And so you don't want to focus on just selling them on doing hypnosis. You want to think about how can I give this person something that they can use, something that establishes me as an authority in their eyes, something that begins to form a relationship between the two of us. And again, you're going to have to be consistent with that, but I'm going to talk about that in a minute. Now, tip number 5 is talk to people in your current profession. If you're moving from doing a, 9-to-5 job into hypnotherapy, or if you're still a student, talk to the people that are in the profession that you are currently in, where you already have clients and colleagues. Start talking to them about your training and about your new career. And this is because people with whom you already have a relationship, they might be interested in working with you because they already feel comfortable with you. So much of doing hypnosis with somebody is about our rapport, about our relationship to them. If there are people in your life you already have rapport with, that you already have a relationship with, they may feel comfortable working with you just because they already know who you are. So if you're already in a profession where you have clients, colleagues that you can talk to about hypnosis, that might be a place to begin. And so tip number 6, depending on where you decide to work or where you are working as a hypnotherapist, there could be opportunities for referrals or a ready-made marketing plan. So for example, if you join an alternative health clinic as part of their staff and there's complementary modalities, the other practitioners there may refer to you. And if the clinic does advertising for you, they may find you clients as well. So there may be opportunities amongst the people that you're working around, assuming that you're not just working solo or with other hypnotherapists, to refer back and forth. So those are my 6 tips. I hope that you found something in there you can use. Now, I want to give you an additional tip, and this isn't something that I've tried, but I've been getting some messages from a service called Bark. So apparently Bark is an online service where people who are looking for something, a plumber, a hypnosis practitioner, can put their request on Bark, and then Bark reaches out to people who are in that profession and give you referrals. Now, you do have to pay for the service. You pay for credits, and then they tell you who is looking for hypnotherapy, and you use your credits to access those people. I don't know how legitimate this is. I have absolutely no idea. I've never checked it out. It is something I plan to check out, and I will report back on it when I have some more information. But if you want to check it out on your own, who knows? This might be a viable way to get clients as well. So I just want to finish up by giving you a few little tips. I've given you some ideas, but I do want to say you need to make consistent and persistent effort over time. One mistake that I see people making is they put one blog post out there or one, podcast or what have you, and they think that it's going to yield clients. I've put my thing out. Now I'm just going to sit back and wait for people to call me. People need to see and hear about you several times before they will call. I've actually had clients come into my office who had like a tear off flyer from a poster I made a gazillion years ago about how hypnosis can help you, and they tore off the name and phone number tag at the end and stuck it in their wallet and hung on to it for years before they actually came to see me. So just because you put a podcast or a blog post out doesn't mean that you're immediately going to start getting clients. You're going to have to keep working at it. You're going to have to be persistent over time. Again, people need to hear from you and see your posts and begin to develop a relationship with you before they're going to call. So they need to feel a connection to you, which is why I suggest putting out content, but you also need to make it a consistent effort over time. Now, when I first started working as a hypnotherapist, I had been working as a teacher on call and really didn't want to do the teaching anymore. So I made a rule for myself that if I turned down a teaching position, I would have to spend the 6 hours I would have been working that day as a teacher trying to find hypnotherapy clients. So that could be a good recommendation. Make it your 4, 6, 8 hour day to find leads so that what you're doing every day is eventually beginning to pay off. I say it's like a teeter-totter. One side is up, the other side's down. In the beginning, you're going to be doing a lot of marketing and you're going to be doing very little hypnotherapy. But as you start to get more clients, you'll be required to do less marketing because people will refer to you, people will come back again and again, and you're going to be doing more hypnosis. But in the beginning, it's going to be a lot of prospecting. It's going to be about getting yourself out there, creating content, creating information that your clients can consume to get to know you. Over time, you will be doing less prospecting and more seeing clients. But in the beginning, you're going to have to hustle. When people ask me, can I be successful as a hypnotherapist? I really, want them to know that how successful you are as a hypnotherapist is going to be directly proportional to how much time you spend putting yourself out there and talking to people about what it is you're doing. Now, of course, there's the other pieces, your mastery of the skills required in your hypnotherapy practice, your mindset as a hypnotherapist. But I hope that at least this podcast gives you some of the marketing ideas, some ways to find your clients. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you are looking for hypnotherapy training, feel free to contact me. I have both an online interactive program that I do through Zoom that takes about a year to complete, as well as a self-paced program that you can do on your own. You can find both of those programs on my website, the Horizon Center School of Hypnotherapy.com. And I really appreciate you showing up and listening to this podcast. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Bye bye.
Okay, take one with corrections with Campbell. Campbell. Okay. Get your black belt in all things hypnotherapy and blah, blah, blah.